Joan Saul's son enlisted in the army as an engineer, but instead he has been conducting daily patrols in the Anbar province west of Baghdad for 8 months. She says he joined believing he would help protect the United States and also get an education, but soon realized his mistake.
When he first arrived in Camp Pitt, the people were friendly, and as the months went by, there were so many casualties that the people and even the officers in my son's unit spoke out publicly and said that we're only hurting the people here in Camp Pitt and we should leave and let the people rebuild the country themselves. They're better off without us there. And my son's last call to me was very upsetting. And he said, Mom, he says, it's really bad. A lot of people are getting hurt. And he says, I gotta go. And he hung up the phone and I haven't heard since. And I'm just waiting and waiting and upset. So the conditions have worsened in the last few months very, very much. The Iraqis want the people out. They just want to force them out. They feel that if we leave that their insurgency will decrease. And even the American troops feel that way also. He was already hit by a roadside bomb. He was a gunner. Split his eardrum and he got shell shock. And that's when they sent him to Camp Pitt for some reason. And he's been there ever since, conducting missions.
Every day?
Every day. Sometimes they don't sleep, he said. Yeah.
What are you asking that people here should do?
Well, I think everybody should call their senators, the congressmen, write letters, and demand that the troops come home, because if this war continues and if this administration has their way, there will be a draft sooner or later, because a lot of our troops are getting killed and wounded. People don't realize it, and their kids are going to have to go. And then I think finally when there is a draft, then maybe there will be public outcry.
Do you think the war is expanding now that there's a conflict between Israel and Lebanon?
I think that this war is going to escalate. I think we're going to go into Iran and Syria. I really think with this president, he's not afraid to say, bring him on again, because he's not the first one in line. He's sending our kids to do it. And yeah, I think Israel should pull out and they should cease fire and they should have some kind of agreement. But Hezbollah has really grown in numbers, and let them do what they want to do. Let live and let us live.
John Benton from Little Ferry, whose son Matthew died on May 1st in Iraq, stood for the first time on the vigil and said he regretted not having joined the Bring the Troops Home movement sooner. As car after car honked in support, a large sign provocatively proclaimed, 2,596 dead, had enough yet? Paula Rickhoven, who helped start the vigil after meeting with Cindy Sheehan, spoke of the goal of the coalition and the changing mood in the American public.
We specifically want our legislators to introduce or support legislation to bring the troops home now from Iraq. But they know that they have a constituency that wants the war ended and wants the troops out. And the people honking are truck drivers and landscapers. And the people who are not honking are waving or giving a peace sign. We've met with Senator Menendez and Senators Lautenberg, who have both said that they were strongly moved by the meetings, because, you know, when your kids are over there in the middle of these battles, you're desperate for the war to end, for the Iraqi people and for our own troops.
For the WBI Sunday News in Teaneck, New Jersey, this is Fred Gwynn.